Projected year-end stocks of U.S. wheat breached the psychologically bearish 1 billion bushel mark, and corn rose nearly 5% to 1.8 billion in a monthly Agriculture Department supply-demand update released Wednesday. Soybean carryout fell almost 10% to 190 million bushels due to the strong export pace to date. USDA subtracted 20 million bushels of corn from the record 13.1 billion bushel 09 harvest, but according to Jonah Ford, an analyst with SiriusHedge.com.
Unharvested corn at this point, I'm not sure because we're dealing with so significant of a carryout on top of the new crop coming in from South America. I'm not sure it's really going to pencil in terms of price.
Speaking on a post-report conference call hosted by the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, Ford said traders were more focused on new crop influences. That's especially the case for soybeans, where USDA upped its forecast of Brazilian production by 1 million tons to 67 million.
It's going to put pressure on the nearby prices for sure for the next couple of months. That's our expectation is we'd see about a 10% drop from here, looking for about 840 on the front month soybeans before we find support.
The supply-demand balance sheet for U.S. cotton contained a 100,000-bale increase in domestic use and a corresponding decline in estimated ending stocks to 3.2 million. Prices are forecast to average 63 cents a pound, up a penny from last month. Meanwhile, cattle and hog price prospects for 2010 improved this month in response to an anticipated tightening of meat supplies. USDA added $1.50 to choice steers and $1 to barrows and gilts. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.